Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning to you, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I hope that our show brings you information, knowledge that's useful, and that not only is just useful, but is useful to you. You know, not just, you know, we're not trying to play hit and miss here. We hope that everything that we bring has content and that that content is helpful to you as you go through your daily life. Because that's one of our goals. Our goals are not only to help ourselves, but also to help you to grow and develop while we also grow and develop with you. You know, there was a saying that was told to me a long time ago. It was called each one teach one. And I've come to the belief that even though I'm not a follower of that particular system where I first heard it from, I am a follower of the theory and the mindset, because that is a very powerful expression and should be shared by more people. Ladies and gentlemen, what would you do if you could do what you wanted to do and not lose? You know, if you had a particular plan and you knew that no matter what you did, you could do it and you wouldn't fail. You knew you couldn't fail. What would your life be like? What type of things would you try? What type of experiences would you experience? What level of life would you have? What would your quality of life be? Would it be improved or would it be worse? Would it be, you know, something that other people look at with envy? Or would it be something that, you know, is just a humdrum, mundane, daily, hoobada hobbada heebity? Well, I'm of the belief that if we could do something and know that we couldn't fail, that we would have a life that is just unbelievable. So today, we're going to talk about that theory, we're going to talk about that thought, and we're also going to talk about the possibility of taking that information and bringing it to fruition, making it reality, and not just reality for somebody else, not just somebody that we read about in a book, not just somebody that we heard about on TV or, you know, in somebody's fiction. I'm talking about trying to make that reality become your reality, that experience become an experience that you actually live, not read about, not see on television, not see in the movies, not have some friend of yours tell you about how they heard that this person was able to do this, this, and this, but actually making it you. Right now when we're doing this show, it's the ninth day of 2012. If you guys have been watching the news on any type of level for the last, let's say, 7 to 8 months to a year, you've heard that this is supposed to be the year of the end of the world. Everything is supposed to cease according to the Mayan calendar. Now, if you ever really look at it, it's amazing how much attention and how much press gloom and doom gets. I mean, it really is amazing. And every time that you turn around, there's somebody else talking about some new gloom and doom that's going to befall every single one of us. Well, today, I'd like to talk about a gloom and doom that we seem to want to make happen. And that's not living our dreams. That's not stepping up to the table. That's not trying to experience life to the fullest. And when I say that, I'm not saying experience life to the fullest where, you know, you lose and somebody else wins, or you win and somebody else loses. I'm talking about experiencing it to where we all win, to where nobody loses, to where in the end everybody comes out with a smile because everybody feels as though they've gotten justice if they honestly look at it. You know, life is what happens while you're preparing to do what you plan to do. The problem is that that is totally in our control, yet we seem to kind of disavow it. It's kind of like we've all been put on a secret mission, and that secret mission is for us to find success. That secret mission is for us to step up to the plate. You know, the pitcher's got the ball. The ball is different segments of your life. And as the pitcher pitches, your goal is supposed to be to swing and hit the ball. However, for most people, that doesn't seem to be the case. that seems to be they swing when the pitcher hasn't pitched. You know, they swing at balls they know they can't hit. They step up to the plate already feeling as though they're going to strike out before they even see the pitcher, before the game even starts, before any effort is put in on their part. They've already written themselves off as losing. And that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is that we're not stepping up to the plate with a winning attitude. We're not stepping up to the plate with an I can, I will, I'm going to knock this ball out the park attitude. So what happens is that mindset shows in our actions. That mindset shows in our relationship. That mindset shows in our work ethic. That mindset shows in everything that we do. And we really need to change that, ladies and gentlemen. We really need to get out of our limited and self-absorbed and self-limiting thoughts and do the things that we know that we're capable of doing. You know, you've got a person that tells you that, you know, they deserve the world, but yet they won't give each other a break. How could you possibly feel that you deserve the world if you won't give yourself the break? When we were all children, we all had dreams. We all had dreams that we wanted to reach certain goals, get to certain levels, reach certain heights, climb certain mountains, those different things. But as we get older in life, for some reason, something happens. There's some type of a change that happens as you hit adulthood. You start to let people steal your dreams. You start to let people control your mindset. You start thinking those limited thoughts, those limited beliefs. Well, I'm here to tell you now that you can get those back. You can get all of them back. All you have to do is take the time to start rearranging how you think. Change your perception. You know, there was a person that once said, if you change your perception, you can change your future. If you can change your future, you can help others to also change theirs. But that takes action. It's easy to stand with the crowd, but remember, it takes courage. It takes a lot of courage to stand alone, to do the things that you know that you were put here to do, to step up to the plate and understand that you're no better than anybody else, but you're just as good as everybody else, and to treat people the way that you truly want to be treated, unless you want to be treated like crap. Unfortunately, we have too many people that seem to want to be treated badly. We have too many people that are too scared. They don't have the courage to stand up. We have too many people that live in the past and don't take the past actions, the things that have not gone right, the things that have fallen to the wayside as lessons that we learn from, and then taking those lessons and growing and developing so that we don't repeat them. There's an old saying that those that don't respect history and pay attention to history are subject to repeat it. Is that the future that you want for your life, especially if you haven't found success? Today, ladies and gentlemen, let's thank God for another chance. Let's thank God, you know, despite what your belief is. You know, let's thank God for another day. And if you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, then let's just be thankful that today is another day that we have to get it right. Today is another day that we have to make the adjustments, the corrections, to put our life on the path that we seem to believe it needs to be on. Because if you're a person that doesn't believe in divine faith, as many people do and many people don't, then that means you know that you're totally responsible for the things that have gone wrong in your life. You know that there's no such thing as what you would call destiny, that you're in control of everything that happens. For those of us that do have faith, we know, too, that we're in control of what we do, but there's different paths that we need to choose. There's different obstacles that we need to attack. There's different things that we need to face and live up to. We know that the future is ready for us, just like anyone that doesn't believe. We know that the future is ready for us. However, there's things that have to happen, things that have to take place in order for that future to come to fruition and for us to live the life that we say we want to live. Everybody wants happiness, but everybody seems to want to wish for it. Wishes only come true with action, ladies and gentlemen. You know, even if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, so to speak, if you have a non-positive attitude, then eventually what's going to happen? You're still going to lose. Why? Because you're going to get a negative, non-positive attitude, and that's going to come out in everything that you do. And eventually that negativity will lead to other things that are toxic and other things that are going to mess you up. Again, you want to be a Beyonce, but you don't want to eat right. You want to be a Denzel Washington, but you don't want to work as hard as Denzel Washington worked to get the roles and to become the characters that he became. You're so busy trying to be those people, though, that the problem is that you're not being yourself. Every single person on the face of this earth is beautiful. Every single person on this earth is possible of greatness beyond any means. This is the beginning of a new year. You have started when the first day, you have 365 days, and this is a leap year, 2012, so you have an extra day. You've got 365 days, you've got 366 days to make your life become a success. To take the writings of people like Napoleon Hill and Les Brown and all of these other great orators and people that can help you and that can give you, you know, guiding points. You have to create the goals. However, they can give you instructions on how to get there. You know, there was a book that one of my students gave to me, and it was called The Anatomy of the Spirit. And it talks about the seven stages of power and healing. You know, there's hundreds of books out there like that, that can help any one of us. However, those books will not read themselves. Those books will not do anything for you unless you open them up, unless you open up your mind and your heart to take in the information and then take that information and move forward. You know, myself, I'm what they call a project kid. I grew up amongst a lot of negativity, a lot of things that are considered to be non-positive, a lot of things that have held a lot of people back. And in some cases, some of them have held me back. But what I've decided as I've gone through life is that none of those things determine or make up me. Those are things that have happened to me, but they're not things that I let control me. And in some cases, don't get me wrong, we all falter. There's been times where maybe I should have gone left and I've gone right. But as time has gone on, I've seen that and I've made the adjustment. There's been times when I've gotten in my own way. There's been times when I've let people guide me that I shouldn't have let guide me. There's been times when I've made mistakes, but that's just part of growing up. That's just part of life. That's just part of the challenge that each of us face every day. Because we're constantly going to be bombarded with negativity. We're constantly going to be bombarded with things that want to take us in a direction that we need not go. Ladies and gentlemen, our hearts, your heart is filled with fertile seeds waiting to sprout. Just like a lotus flower springing from the mires to bloom and it's with its splendidness. The interaction of the cosmos, the breath of the flower, and the spirit to bloom bear fruit in this world. So you're that flower. You're that fruit. You're ready to blossom, but you have to believe in yourself. You have to delight in everything that you experience. You need to delight in the mountains, the rivers, the grass, the trees, the beasts, the fish, the insects, and in the expression of the arts of peace. The arts of mind, the arts of body. And taking that information, we've got to step forward into life and understand that God doesn't make junk. And even if there is no God, you are not junk. You are a precious and valuable thing. You are a commodity that can give, a commodity that can take. We need to stop taking and we need to start giving. Because what we'll find is from our giving, we are actually getting more than we're giving. By living a spirit with positive mindset, positive attitude, and taking positive action, we can live our dreams and fulfill the things that come before us. The art of peace is something that we must do, and we must be part of it to enable ourselves to soar like the birds and have sport like the whale. We've got to stop throwing toxic things into our lives. We've got to, again, bring in, breathe every day. We need to walk. Don't just get up to get into your car, and then once you get into your car, drive to your place of work and then enter into that building and not observe the splendor and the magnificence in front of you each and every day. Not look at the different opportunities and great things that are being afforded to you that you're not even paying attention to. When you get up in the morning, tell your children you love them and tell your loved ones you love them, and do it with an honest spring in your step. You know, when you walk into your office, understand that you're not just there to help somebody else live their goals, but you're also there to help yourself live yours. Understand that this world is not just about you, it's about all of us. And each one of us should be trying to teach the other one on a positive light. Stop making complaints and aggravations and misery part of your day. Throw out that negativity and get rid of it. Understand that heaven is there. The true form of heaven and earth is in you. You will be enlightened in your truth and in your form if you live each day to make it your best day ever. If when you get up in the morning, you get up with joy in your heart. And if you don't have joy in your heart, then you need to fake it till you make it. But you need to try to fake it with sincerity. You need to change those negative thoughts and those negative beliefs and mold them into what they're supposed to be, which is pure positivity. We need to know that we have the power to control the things that are happening, not that are happening to us, but in control the way that we respond to them. And in this, we'll change what's happening in our life. We need to take charge of our dreams, and we need to write them down. And then we need to work every day so that we can work to live them. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today, not tomorrow. Today is the greatest day of the rest of your life. Are you going to live a life that you envy, or are you going to live a life that you hate? Are you going to live a life that every day you look forward to with a smile and a grin, and you're ready to take the challenge, or not? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to come up with a particular statement, and that needs to be something along these lines. By the first day of 2000 whatever, I will have in my possession X amount of dollars, and I will also create a life worth living. How will I do this? I will do this by putting forth the effort that I need to put every day. And these amounts of money and this amount of joy and happiness will come to me from time to time during the interim of the time that you set to reach your goal and the time that you actually started. Make that goal realistic. Make it a dream that's, let's say, a little bit outside of what you think you can do, but then reach for it. And as you get closer and closer to that goal, you'll have a marker that you can say, hey, I was here, now I'm here. Understand that in order for you to do this, there's going to be something that you need to give in return. And you're going to need to give that thing in return from the bottom of your heart, be it that it's effective service, love, to the best of your ability and to the fullest of the possibility. And you need to give that in quantity and also in quality. And understand that for that service, for that love, for that information and that effort that you put in, that you will receive a reward that's far beyond any reward that you're presently receiving. Life doesn't just happen. Life is a series of events. How you deal with each event in your life is totally up to you. Again, none of us are our situation. However, we all choose our responses, and our responses are what determine us. On my wall, at the front of my office, I look at it every day when I come through my front door. It says, stop for a minute and think about these three sentences. I'd like you to stop for a minute and think about these three sentences that I'm about to say to you. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space, we have a choice to choose our response. In that response lies our joy, our happiness, and our future. I'm going to say it again. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space, we have a choice, the choice to choose our response. In that response lies our joy, our happiness, and our future. Ladies and gentlemen, that applies to all of us, not any one of us. You, every day, consciously or unconsciously, make a choice. And in that choice, you choose a response of those choices. Of those choices that you choose lies your joy, your happiness, and your future. But that action, that choice, is done in the present. It's not done in the past. It's done in the present. Your present choices will make up whether you're going to have a life that other people look at and desire, whether you're going to look at it and say if you have a life that even you desire, like, or respect. First off, we need to respect ourselves. Then from there, we need to also learn to respect others. We also need to love ourselves. And then from there, we can start loving others. Understand that it's not about money. It's not about technical education or a piece of paper saying that you have a certain degree of education. It's about self-education. It's about you learning everything that you can learn. Please understand again, there's nothing wrong with you getting a book education. Actually, I highly recommend it. However, there is something wrong with you thinking that you are better than any other individual because you have one and they don't. Also, remember, a formal education will make you a living, but a self-education will make you a fortune. The information that I'm sharing with you today is for you to take and use. As another gentleman, Mr. Solutions, said on the last show that I did, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you on what you need to do. And his words were, for those of you that are couples, for those of you that are looking to date, for those of you that are trying to get in relationships, how about starting out the date with a couple of bottles of water and just take a walk? Get to know each other in the park. Get to learn each other's self, and also get to learn yourself. Take the time to get to know that person that you say you want a relationship with. Stop going to some club or some movie to find a distraction so that 90% of the time you're not actually experiencing each other. You're experiencing other distractions. And in those distractions, you have a happenstance of actually experiencing each other. Let's learn from our mistakes and let's develop and grow and become the people that we need to be. Let's take those five walks, those five dates, be it that you're married or not married, be it that it's a serious relationship or it's just a friendship. Let's take that walk out there with each other with just a bottle of water in nature. Let's go to a park and let's see what we really like. Let's talk about the things that are important and not the things that aren't important. Let's throw out the chains of money and position and title and understand that having an education is a beautiful thing, but ignorance is something that crosses the lines of education. You can be educated and ignorant. You can be ignorant and educated. However you want to look at it, let's throw out that ignorance and let's understand that there is no junk in the world and that all of us are capable of great things and that there is a person, in some cases many people, for any one person. But there's only one person that's truly going to trip your trigger and that's going to make your heart flutter. But make that flutter real. Don't make that flutter something that you see on TV, something that you dream of because somebody else is telling you that's what your dream should be. Let your dream be your dream. Let your reality come forth and become what you want it to become by doing the things that you need to do. And let's stop using those superficial excuses that we all seem to use on a regular basis. Let's get up in the morning and let's start with a walk. That walk can be just by ourselves. There doesn't have to be anybody in there because, like I said before, you need to get to know you before you can truly get to know anybody else. You need to truly appreciate you before you can truly appreciate anybody else. You have to know your own faults before you have the right or even can think about judging someone else's faults. Why? Because none of us are perfect. The life wasn't created in a vacuum. And what we do and what we are sometimes the same thing, but we have to see it for what it is and understand that life is real. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I want to thank you. Understand that your life is your responsibility. Your faith and your belief and your present position are all your choice. You need to choose wisely. You need to do the things that you need to do to move your life forward in a positive way, and stop blaming the world for the mistakes that you've made, and stop blaming the world for the choices that you've done that really have nothing to do with the world in general, but have everything to do with you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and think about what was said, and let's move forward and have a beautiful day, a beautiful life, beautiful careers, and let's go ahead and do the things that we need to do. Let's become the powerful and wonderful individuals that we were meant to be. Thank you again for listening, and today I'm sorry that we weren't taking calls, but because of some technical difficulties, we were unable to. But my apologies go out. Please call in on the next shows that we do, and when we're able to take calls, we will announce that in the beginning of the show. Thank you again, and have a great and wonderful day. Thank you, and take care. Today is now. Let's start living. Farewell. Peace.